I still had a
short piece to go.
Okay, or you might say if you had a good, you know, if you had more than
I had a good piece to go, or a short piece, you know.
Or a long way. Okay. Did you ever say a fur piece? Or?
Yeah, we would use the term fur piece, too.
Okay.
Fur piece to go.
Now, if something's very common and you don't have to look, and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you might say you could find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. Now, if somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say they fell
backwards.
If they fell this way,
frontwards.
Okay. All right. Somebody might ask you, "Did you catch any fish?" You might say, "No, blank a one."
You'd say, "We had a fisherman's luck, a wet ass and a hungry gut."
Prune ass, huh? Prune ass, and how do you go? I tell you, some fish will swim 30 miles to jump on a man's hook, but all I get when I go out fishing is a damn cold or a mosquito bite. There's an art to that.
Well, there is. There used to be a saying around here. There were so many bull sharks in this area back during the Depression that they caught so many mullet, you know. Used to speak in terms of a cast net, you know, that you throw for the mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Said, "Well, I'm going to get my old mullet gun, you know."
Mullet gun.
Mullet gun. That was your cast net, you know. And I can remember the people by different names other than bull sharks, the Rhymes, you know, and the Cooks and such as that. I remember saying, "I'll tell you what," said Harold, "said if you, I just found out how to catch them damn mullet." "What do you mean?" Said, "I just slip up to them and holler, 'Bull sharks!'" And he said, "Hell, they give up." Damn, I'm in the chase.
Yeah. I hear Clyde's a good fisherman. I'm sure you were too. Nat runs in the family.
Well, I mean, there's little tricks that about fishing.
Yeah, from what you know.
That you learn. And I made the statement to you the other day. In other words, there's an art in every job. What I mean, I learned that early in life. I went to, I was playing football in school and times was hard and I was entertaining the idea of quitting school, you know. And at that time we had, in Pascagoula, we had people that, well, kind of like you have today with the college ball. In other words, the business people of ex-alumni, you know, that's successful and all, they're interested in the team, you know. So a fellow that owned a building supply, he heard that I was entertaining the idea of quitting school, and naturally that would have ended the football. And so he came to me and talked, you know, and he said, "Look," he said, "tell you what you do. If you just stay in school and play ball and all, you know," he said, "I'll let you come out to the lumber yard and work, you know, and I'll pay you." And it was this buddy of mine, we were both, you know, that had decided, both of us. At that time, he was a quarterback, and I was playing halfback. So this guy said, "I'll pay y'all two bits Saturday, you know, to come out and work for us." So the first Saturday we went to work, they had a gondola full of sand. And it was just as dry on top.